that, that this is how it is. Yes?
Karun from Rebelliousness used this comparison so that he sank down into the earth with his throne and diadem.
Do you know the god Karun? Karun means the owner of centuries. He was a guy who was the richest fellow on the earth, the most powerful fellow on the earth. Nobody could even beat him. So one day he claimed that power and said, "I'm unconvincible." Then the earth opened up, and he and all his belonging, everything was swallowed down, finished, because he brought again that comparison that, look at me, I'm big, I'm like that. Yes?
Know that this comparison of yours is like crows and owls by which 100 households are laid low.
Okay, what was this? Look at the paragraph. Paragraph was supposed to explain that everybody is not supposed to talk about the spirituality. This was what he wanted really to say. How did he say? He said, listen, spirituality is something which is so complicated that in our story even Moses will fail. As well as he failed somewhere else. Do you remember his failure somewhere else? With Khuzar, with that living prophet. He was kicked out. Why? He talked too much. Again here he will bring it in. I say, the Moses talking about it. You talk when I'm talking. When I'm reciting this wisdom, you are talking with yourself. And that's why nothing sinks in. You should try to control that one. Yes.
How the people of Noah uttered similitudes derisively at the time of his building the ark. Noah built an ark in the desert. 100 speakers of parables ran up to ridicule. He's making a ship in the desert where no well of water exists. What an ignorant fool he is. One was saying, "Oh, ship, run," while another said, "Making wings for it too?" He said, "This is by the command of God. This will not be defeated by jeers."
What was that? First of all, a paragraph, 4 verses only. What was special in that 4 verses? Only one thing, one point, to remember you, to remind you as a paragraph that, listen, the public, they could never accept even the act of these prophets because they don't understand what it is. To them, it looks silly, doesn't it? In a party or in an assembly, go up, stand up and talk about becoming selfless and humble. And everybody thinks you're silly. Don't they? What? Stand up and give a lecture about self-confidence. Everybody accepts you. This is how it works. This is it. And it's in you. I'm not trying to blame others. It's in you as well. Because what I'm talking about, you don't see it, and sometimes it looks ridiculous to you. Yes. Let me tell you this story. This is a very famous story in Iraq. It's a story of a thief who wants to cut the lock of a shop to open the door and steal something. So he has a saw and he's cutting it. A policeman will arrive and say, "Hey, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm playing this violin." Yes, but it, where is the sound? We say, "The sound will be up tomorrow morning." This is the example. And he brings in this example now to explain what? To explain, this is your attitude, actually. You think that you could fool people with this. Yes.
Story of the thief who was asked, "What are you doing at the bottom of this wall at midnight?" and replied, "I am beating a drum." Hear this parable, how a wicked thief was cutting a hole at the bottom of a wall.
Okay, pay attention to that. In the title was the story of the thief, right? But he started with what? Parable. That masal again. Listen to this masal again. Yes?
Someone half awake who was ill heard the soft tapping of his and went on the roof and hung his head down and said to him, "What are you about, O father?" "All is well, I hope. What are you doing at midnight? Who are you?" He said, "A drummer, O honorable sir." "What are you about?" he said. "I am beating the drum." He said, "Where is the noise of the drum, O artful one?" He said, "You will hear this noise tomorrow, cries of, oh, alas, and, oh, woe is me. That is a lie and false and made up. Moreover, you have not perceived the secret of that falsehood."
So, he brought an example, a silly story, a very famous one, very short, and the conclusion was what? As simple as saying that this is what you are doing always. Doing something and pretend it is something else. Now, let's receive the good answer. Yes?
The answer to the parable, which the unbelievers related concerning the hares being sent as ambassadors with a message to the elephant from the moon in heaven.
Means the story I told you, it was short and I said, "You're not that kind of elephant, but I know that you're still thinking about it." Yes.
Know that the hidden nature of that hare is the indolent devil who came as an ambassador to your soul, in order that he might deprive your foolish soul of the water of life whence Khizr drank.
Ah. Very simple and very direct. First of all, let me talk about that khargoosh. That khargoosh is the div. Do you remember the div? Div in Persian language means the upside, human being upside down, opposite side of human being. Right? It says, that's the fellow. That upside down fellow comes to your ego, to your nafs, as a prophet. So he will bring in a religion to your ego. And your silly ego will be busy with other story, so he will miss the opportunity to drink the water with Khuzar, to become alive forever. Why? Yes?
You have perverted its meaning. You have uttered blasphemy. Prepare yourself for the sting. You have spoken of the moons being disturbed in the limpid water, whereby the jackal, or hare, frightened the elephants. You relate the story of the hare and the elephants and the water and the elephant's fear of the moon when it was disturbed. Oh, you half-baked blind men, pray, how does this bear any resemblance to the moon to whom lords and commoners are subject? What is the moon and what is the sun?
and what is the sky? What are intelligences and this and souls and angels? The son of the son of the son. What is this I am saying? Surely I am asleep.
What was that all about? You see that even reading it is not easy. You start and say, let me tell you this. When you're talking about this wisdom, this had happened to you, that the upside down fellow came to your ego, made your ego missing the water of life. Then, whatever you talk is nonsense. And it will hurt yourself. It is nonsense like this. You talked about, yes, the moon will be worried and scared in the water because of the elephants. Okay? The story of that rabbit, that elephant, that water, all of that, and the fear of the elephants from that water. Does it look like a real story that we are talking about? We don't talk about these little details and stuff like that. What is the moon in that story? You tell me. Yeah. What is the moon? What is the universe? What is the sun? Nothing is there. That's a joke you're talking about. You know what's the difference? You are over there talking about an action, really something happening. We are not talking about these subjects. I'm talking about the sun of the sun of the sun. What am I talking about? How could it be talked about? The thing we know is the light itself. You are making a lens and this physical sun to burn something. So we are talking with the same words, but the meaning is different. The meaning in the examples and stuff that you bring out is nonsense. This is different. Yes?
The wrath of the kings has overthrown hundreds of thousands of cities, O ye wicked who have lost the way. At their beck the mountain splits on itself into 100 fissures. A sun goes round like an ass mill. The wrath of men makes the clouds dry. The wrath of hearts has laid worlds waste. Look, O you unembalmed dead, upon the place where the city of Lot suffered punishment.
You know the story of Lot? Yeah. You see, they were comfortable, they had everything, and they acceded to do whatever their physical desire is. And you remember how they were punished. They turned to stone because they appreciated the stone. They were admiring the stone. Remember that stone-based stuff that we're talking about? Yes?
What is the elephant even? For three flying birds crushed the bones of those wretched elephants. The abalil is the weakest of birds, and it rent the elephant irreparably. Who is there that has not heard of the flood of Noah or the battle of Pharaoh's host with the spirit?
You know, first let's go back about Ababil. You know who the Ababil are? And the little birds. And you remember the story, Quranic story, that once somebody attacked with a lot of elephants, the Kaaba, and some little birds dropped some stones and all these elephants were crushed. Did you notice that he said there was only three birds? In Quran and those verses, there's not, but he made it. He said, elephant? Only three